Now let's look at beer. We'll look at two variables important to beer drinkers, price and quality. We'll use the average price per serving in a bar and the beer advocate rating as our measures. Our first category is low quality, mid price. This is where most of the major breweries compete. Coors Light and Bud Light have ratings in the 40s, whereas Bud and Miller Light are in the 50s. All sell for around $5 a serving. PBR is a horrible beer, right? Let's ask ourselves why we don't see a cost leader in beer. My answer would be image means more than quality. No one wants to be seen as being a cheap drinker. There's a lot of negative social connotations that come with that. Pabst learned this the hard way back in the 1960s. Anheuser-Busch, Miller, and Pabst were all pretty equal competitors. It's hard to believe PBR was once considered a premium brand, but if you look at photos and films of the era, you'll see lots of PBR signs and ads. So what do you do when you have a lot of differentiation competition? You go to the open space, which is cost leadership. Pabst slashed their prices in an effort to become the brewing cost leader. However, they destroyed their brand. People didn't want to be seen as drinking cheap beer, regardless of how much it saved them. PBR has enjoyed a bit of a resurgence lately as a counterculture beer. Our next beer is Yuengling, which offers a quality beer around the same price point as Anheuser-Busch, Miller, and Coors. These guys are dangerously close to being stuck in the middle, but they have a high-quality offering for consumers that prefer big brewery taste, but don't like being seen as having a lack of taste or individuality. The next group we have I call our craft beer majors. These beers score high in quality, have loyal followings, and are scaling up to be national players. New Belgium, Dogfish Head, Ballast Point, and Cigar City are all major regional players with beers rated in the 80s to high 90s. Ballast Point's Sculpin and Cigar City's Hi-Li are considered two of the best IPAs available in the U.S. Their beers are typically available for around $6 a serving. Our next cluster is what I'll call our local elites. Russian River and Hill Farmstead of California and Vermont, respectively, have no interest in being national, much less regional players. They both strive to make the best beer on the planet, charge higher prices for it, and customers can come to them because it requires so much skill to make beer at this level. Russian River's Pliny the Elder is widely considered to be the best IPA available anywhere on the planet. People will pay $7 to $8 for these breweries' beers. Let's listen to three brewers talk about which beers they drank and which breweries they aspire to be more like as they grow.